Hello, I'm Andrew Middleton. This is the second of two podcasts featuring interviews conducted with people attending the Podcasting for Pedagogic Purposes Special Interest Group meeting at the University of Hertfordshire in April 2008. In this interview, I speak with Malcolm Andrew.
I'm Malcolm Andrew. I work at De Montfort University. I'm a teacher fellow, and I've been doing video podcasts for my students on summaries of my lectures, which they required to watch or expected to watch before they come to the lecture. They're about 10 minutes long, and they represent usually about 2 50-minute lectures.
Have you got any feedback from your students about how they're receiving those?
Yeah, lots of feedback. They like them very much. It hasn't depressed lecture attendance. This cohort, it's the first cohort I've done this with, and in fact the lecture attendance was better than last year, but that could be differences between cohorts, as we all know that happens. Only one student out of 106 didn't watch any. 67% of them watched them before the lecture, and the other 33% afterwards. Interestingly, the majority of students watch them on either their own PC laptops or the university machines. Only 9% of them watch them on mobile devices. I mean, it doesn't matter to me how they watch them, as long as they watch them. 19% out of 106 subscribe to them. 19%. And they gave a variety of reasons why they like them, including being able to sit in the lecture and listen rather than perpetually take notes, being able to make notes from the podcasts, and so on. I like working with computers. I'm a microbiologist, but I like working with computers, and I like producing videos. I've done a lot of videos on techniques that the students are expected to look at before they come into the labs. So I thought that I would do video podcasts rather than audio ones, and the students obviously like the video side. Mm-hmm. So they contain PowerPoint slides that I've used in the lecture to make a connection between the podcast and the lecture. They contain animations which I've done in Adobe Flash, and they contain some movie clips. They don't all contain all these, but some of them contain them. So I release them about 7 days before the lecture. I release them through Blackboard using the podcast plugin for Blackboard.
Yeah. Is that PodcastLX?
No, it's Learning Objects, I think.
It's the same.
Oh, is it? Right, okay. I think it's quite good. It's not perfect, but it's quite good. It obviates you having to write the RSS feed file, which I can do, but it's a chore.
Yeah.
And obviously, like any other document you upload into Blackboard, you can make it available when you want, can't you? You can try and release it.
So if they're watching these clips beforehand or listening to them beforehand, what effect do you think that's having on the lectures? Have you noticed anything?
Well, I hoped that it would increase questions.
Yeah.
But in fact, it doesn't. I don't think I've noticed any more questions in the lectures as a result of this. The students say that it enables them to put more in and to get more out of the lecture. I've held some focus group meetings with, obviously these are largely podcast keen students that come along to these because they're voluntary.
Okay.
But nonetheless,
what do they mean by put more in?
I think they perceive that they are doing some work for the lecture before the lecture. I also give them the PowerPoint slides always before the lecture anyway, so they could make that comment about those too. Nobody has, but they could do, you know.
Yeah. You're not noticing particular impacts yet, so I have the inevitable question, you know, are you going to continue doing this?
Yes, I am. The impact will come, I think, when they do the exam in May, because I've only done this for the first year.
Yeah.
It could be that the increase in lecture attendance over last year's is partly due to the podcast. I don't know. As I said, cohorts vary, don't they? Some years you get good years, some years you get bad years. But I've made them, I'll continue to use them. It's all stuff which has got a long shelf life. It's all basic microbiology. So I'm not going to have to change very much for next year.
I was wondering about whether you are now able to reuse those pieces that you've made for
yes,
next year.
Yes, I certainly
even
will.
Even on other modules, perhaps.
Yeah, well, yes. Very few people know what I'm doing, I think, at DMU at the moment. We are holding an e-learning symposium in May where it'll be what I'm doing will be broadcast wider. But yes, I'm certainly going to reuse them in my lectures, and I reuse the videos on the laboratory side. I make videos in the student on techniques like how to use a microscope and how to sterilise media. And we don't show this in the laboratory. We expect the students to look at the things before they come, because they're a fairly big class. They're 40, and you know, if you're demonstrating a technique, the people at the back won't be either interested or be able to see.
Yeah.
So we produce these videos.
And so have you mentioned this to your colleagues yet? And are any of them saying, great, I want to do that?
Yes. Certainly the video, setting aside the podcasting for a minute, the actual showing the videos, other people are getting involved with that. I was worried to start with that the students wouldn't watch them.
Yeah.
Before they came, but they very quickly learn that they're at a disadvantage if they haven't watched them, and they do watch. I mean, they're good. They're pharmacy students, very highly motivated.
Yeah.
They're expected to attend everything, and they do. And they really like the practical course. They really like being reassured of what they're going to do before they come. So it's not so stressful for them, they say. I mean, I don't remember my practical classes being stressful, but some of them think it is. So they like being
able
to see.
I've heard that said, you know, that students actually appreciate being engaged in where they're going.
Yes, absolutely.
Before they get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. So I've got a shelf, if you like, of these videos, which I've been using for 3 years.
Great.
And they're actually tailored to these students. So they're actually seeing microscopes that they are going to be using. Whereas in other areas of my faculty, they use different microscopes, so it wouldn't be so relevant. So they are really tailored to them, and they appreciate that.
How much do you personally get out of it? Is it just a headache, or do you get
something
out of it?
No, I love it. I really like it. I think I wanted to work for the BBC. I never will now,
right.
But I like producing videos. I've got a colleague who often stands in front of the camera because she's better looking than me.
Right.
And she does the talk and the walk, and I hold the camera and do the editing and the producing.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Mark.
Okay.
I'm going to get a coffee.